奉主耶稣圣名，继续来学习创世纪。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue with our studies of Book of Genesis.
创世纪记载神用六天创造天地万物。
And Genesis records that God had used 6 days to create the heaven and earth.
那这六天呢，有它的结构。
And within the 6 days, it would have its structures.
所以前三天都一系列的分开，把这个天地水这个结构都把它定好。
And from the first 3 days, everything was divided from water, earth, and heaven.
那第四天开始就把这个每一个神所分开的这个区域把它放进去，神要有的东西。
And on the fourth day, everything that was divided by God placed in was created other things to place inside.
所以我们就看到第四天天空就这些星体两个大光众星来定节令来管昼夜来让我们人知道日子年岁应该怎么过。
And on the fourth day,two great lights was made, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night.
那第五天就是空中的飞鸟，水中的水族。
And on the fifth day, there was the birds above the earth and also the aquatic creatures in the water.
所以第二十一节呢，就有各种有生命的动物。
And verse 21, God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves.
那都开始要各从其类。
And according to their kind.
所以不管是植物，第三天的植物，或是第五天的水族飞鸟，都是各从其类。
And doesn't matter with the vegetations of third day or the sea creatures, and then also the birds will be according to their kind.
对这个有生命的神都给他们一样的命令，一样的祝福，就是第二十二节说的要滋生繁多。
And with all living creatures, God blessed them, just like verse 22 saying, "Be fruitful and multiply."
这个是对活物，所以你看，这对第五天的创造，第六天的野兽、昆虫、各样的牲畜，也都是一样，要繁衍众多。
And this is the blessing towards all the living creatures. They will.Be fruitful, multiply.
好，那创造的最高潮就是第六天，神创造人。
And so the ultimate climax of the creation was God created man.
那所以从第二十六节开始到三十一节，就是有关于人受造的描述。
And from verse 26 to verse 31, talks about the process of God creating human.
其实从二十四节开始就是讲第六天的创造。
And from verse 24 talks about the creation of the sixth day.
那这一段里面最重要就是有关于人的部分了。
And this important aspect talks about dealing with creation of men.
那这一段的描述跟第二章有关于人的受造是有点描述上重点的不一样。
And so this main importance of the creation, the process of creating man was a little different.
那这一段也是最特殊的。
And so this part was the most distinct part.
所以从第二十六节、二十七节就特别描述人跟神的关系。
And so from verse 26 to 27 talks about the relationship of man and God.
这里二十六节说，神说我们要照着我们的形象。按着我们的样式造人。
Verse 26, then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness."
这一个神的做法，神说的话，跟在创造其他的活物都不一样。
And this process, and also what God has said, was different than all the other animals or creatures.
所以我们读圣经有时候要详细一点。你看到这个地方，神是用。第一人称的代名词我们是神自己说的。
So when we read the Bible, we have to read it carefully sometimes. So at this specific part, he basically proclaimed it as "Let us make man."
所以是第一人称。
And so this is the first person pronoun was used.
所以这个就是神他特别强调。他要做人的时候，他的整个 重点在哪里？是要有神的样式，要有神的性情。
So the importance, when he before he created man, was to emphasize that it has to be based on his own image.
所以神的形象本身不是这个物质上的。
And so God's image was not anything of materialistic.
哦，所以你看那个以弗所书四章二十四节，就是说神的形象是什么？
And so Ephesians chapter 4 verse 24 talks about what was the image of God.
真理的仁义和圣洁。
And so he has the truth of righteousness and holiness.
所以人会喜爱干净的事，圣洁的事。
And so as men, they would delight things in cleanliness and also holiness.
人知道要追求那个诚实、良善、好的。
And as men, they know how to pursue after goodness or something that's in honesty.
神造的他的形象来造人，所以人哦是公义的，知道有智慧，可以知道善恶的。
So God created man based on His own image. So as men, we have righteousness and we can distinct good and evil.
那又是按着我们的样式啊，
我们的样式。And this was based on our image.
这个我们的样式是 likeness.
Based on our likeness.
所以这个神的样式哦，所以这个不只是我们的思想，也包括我们的形象。
And so this is not only based on our thinking, but our own image.
哦，所以这个神说的这句话，跟其他在造日月星辰、空中的鸟、水中的竹、地上走兽都不一样。
And so this was a lot different from when God created all the heavenly stars and suns and the moon and all the living creatures.
因为其他的受造物，神都说神说要有什么就有什么，那个东西就跑出来了。
Because all the other things that was created, God has said to create this, and then it was created.
哦，所以神说造出野兽啊，然后各种牲畜。各种鸟、各种鱼，那那个东西就跑出来。
And so when God wanted to create the wild animals and living creatures and birds, and these things just appeared.
就好像是作者用在述说神的作为而已。
And this is like the author explaining God's works.
但是有关于人的塑造，是神特别把神自己所说的细节、他的内容讲出来。
But according to the creation of human, God actually explained His own process in details.
好，所以我们忽然发现人在神的眼中很重要。
So man in the eyes of God was very important.
那我们通常都有这个问题，为什么在第二十六节是不是说神说用我们啊，用复数？
And so why is it that God used the plural we to emphasize?
那一般
verse 26, 4.
一般基督教。基督徒都用这一句话来说这个所谓三位一体的神神观。
And so usually the other Christians will explain this as Trinity.
但其实我们如果看圣经里面的记录，
But if you see the recordings in the Bible,
其实第二十七节神就说他就照着自己的形象造人。
And verse 27 explains that God created man in His own image.
这是单数的。
And so this is singular.
这两节是一起说，这是神在造人的时候的表达。
And so this is the way that God was revealing Himself when He created man.
这里神用我们的这个用词跟所谓的复数，跟所谓的这个神是几位，这个都没有关系的。
And so the plural we has nothing to do with how many body it is.
其实是要说明神他本性的丰富，神是完全的。
And actually, this is describing that God is really abundant and He's complete.
所以用复数形，其实它是单数的意思。
And so using the plural we is actually singular.
他要表达神的荣耀是丰满的。
And He wants to show that God's glory is abundant here.
就好像。以前的皇帝，他用皇帝，他讲他自己代表整个国家，所以他就我们。
Just like the emperor back then, he would speak of himself as we to represent the nation.
但其实他自己的意思啊。
But actually, it was his own will.
这个从历史文件里面都可以看得到这种表达方法。
And from all the historical records, we can see that this is the case.
哦，所以第一章二十六节，三章的二十二节，如果你看三章二十二节。
And also chapter 3 verse 22.
三章二十二节，主神说，那人已经与我们相识，能知道善恶啊，这里一样，我们。
And the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us."
那这个我们其实不是说哦，那个 这个什么三位一体的，不是的。
And so the us is not referring to Trinity.
这个一样在讲出神他的性情，他的荣耀。
But it's talking about the divine nature of God and His glory.
神他是完全的。
And God is absolute.
人按照他的形象造的。
So man was created based on his own liking.
所以我们今天人事实上是很特殊的，被神接纳，而且有神的能力，神所赋予的特殊的智慧。
So as men, we are accepted by God, and we are given a special status by God.
所以可以体会神的心意。
So we can understand and realize the thinking of God.
那我们也可以服侍他。
And we can also serve God.
所以神是把他的这个荣耀让人来分享，让我们可以服侍。
And so God wants to share His glory with us, so man can serve God.
所以以赛亚书六章八节，天上那个声音哦，谁肯为我们去呢？哈，在呼召这个他的工人出去传福音的时候，谁肯为我们去呢？我们。
And in Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8, a loud proclamation from heaven, was saying that who can go for us?
所以这个都是一样的用法。
And so this is the same way that this was used.
所以这个我们可以是神，以神他是代表一切。
And so God represent all things.
也可以说除了我们物质上的受造物之外，还有许多灵界的受造物是我们不知道的。
And many of the materialistic things that he created also spiritual creations that we don't know of.
我们要了解神他在表达人的人的特殊性、尊贵性的时候，用这句话来说的。
So we have to understand this is the uniqueness when God was referring to men.
那如果我们继续看第二十七节哈。
But if you continue to read verse 27,
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
And so God created man based on His own image, you have male and female.
那这个就有男性、女性这个性别的差别了。
And so you have the difference of the sexes.
那这个动物就没有嘛哈。
And it's not the case with the animals.
动物就是说它是做什么，就各从其类，不管它公的母的。
Because all creatures, or living creatures, are created based on its according to its own kind, without male or female.
其实植物界跟动物界有很多它是雌雄同体的啊，对不对？就是。同一个身体里面有男性的，有男性有女性的这个机能啊。
Many times in the animal world, also, in the botany world, there are male and female bodies in one.
我们在这个科学的课程里面都会学到的。
Sometimes we will study this in biology.
但是人的部分就是男的跟女的这样。
But the part pertaining to human is male and female.
这个就是神他的创造，而且女性这个问题哈，就是会跟后面有关系的。后面神创造女人这个问题来。
So this was God's creation, and the part pertaining to female will happen later on.
所以在神眼中，不是说所谓男性比较尊贵，女性就不尊贵，没有。
In the eyes of God, it's not necessarily that man is more noble than female.
本来在神创造的时候，男女都是一样。
And originally, when God created male and female,
一样都是按照神的形象造的。
Everyone was based on his own image and seen.
都可以表现出神的样式。
They can reveal out the image of God.
所以今天我们不管我们是男的女的，我们是弟兄姐妹都没关系的。
So no matter if you were male or female or brothers or sisters, it wouldn't matter.
我们的目标都是要彰显出神的形象。
Our goal is to reveal the image of God.
让神的招牌在我们的身上被看到。
So the sign of God can be seen on us.
所以我们不要把神的招牌把它砸了。
So let's not trash the sign of God.
因为人看到我们的时候要看到神的形象。
Because when other men sees us, they have to see the image of God.
好，那第二十八节。
Verse 28.
那神对人祝福。
Then God blessed the men.
他说要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理接下来海里的什么东西。
Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, and have a dominion over the fish and over seas.
所以人受造，神给他祝福，也给他责任。
So man was created by God, and God had blessed it and gave in his duties.
这个就是权柄是神授予的。
So this dominion or this authority was was granted by God.
这也就是人代替神来管理他创造的东西。
So man will be managing all these things that was created by God.
那这个是看到我们人的责任。
So this is the duty of man.
那其实我们也从这里看到说，神创造人的时候就给人有这个工作，人需要工作。
So from this, the creation of man, we can see that man needs to work.
我们如果真的活出神的形象的，没有一个是懒惰的。
If we want to truly live out the image of God, no one should be lazy.
所以我们一定不要只是说我把自己打扮的漂漂亮亮，但是是懒惰的，那这个就没有神的形象。
And let's not make ourselves very good looking and be lazy, and so this is all irrelevant and useless.
有些人是懒惰的。
Some people are very lazy.
懒骨头，什么都不想动。
They don't want to do anything.
但其实人活着就要动。
But as man, when you're alive, you should be moving around.
所以我们看，如果真的在实行圣经道理的，没有一个国家是会贫穷。
So you can see that all nations that hold to the commandments of God, not one nation is really poor or in poverty.
每一个人都知道说要怎么样活出神的形象，一定是很殷勤的。
And every single person would need to know how to live out the image of God.
因为神就是这样子在做一个模范给人看的。
And because God is doing this as an example to other people.
用六天创造天地万物。
And from six days he created heaven and earth.
第七天休息。
On the seventh day he had rested.
所以你看神他多么殷勤的在为我们人创造一个这么完美的那个环境。
And you can see how God diligently wants to create and provide a perfect world for us.
借着他所造的来彰显他的荣耀权柄。
So everything that he creates will show his authority and power.
我们人如果真的活出他的形象来，一定可以把这个神所托付的管理的很好，治理的能够让神满意。
And as men, if we truly live out to God's image, we can really manage these things well and do a good job.
那神他给人责任，同时他其实也提供我们人所需用的。
And so God provides men with duty to do, and then also He provides us with things that we need.
所以一开始第二十九节就说：“来看呐，我要把这个遍地一切结种子的菜蔬，一切树上所结有核的果子，全赐给你们做食物。”
And verse 29. I have given you every herb that yields seed on the face of earth, every tree whose fruits yield seed to you, it should be good for food.
这个神造人，他一开始给人吃的都是这个植物的东西的。
So in the beginning, when God created man, everything that was given to man to eat was vegetation.
从这一节看起来的话，跟第三十节看，当时候的人没有这个所谓吃荤的或者吃动物的肉这个问题。
So from verse 29, verse 30, at the time you can see that man is actually a vegetarian, did not eat any animal meat.
第三十节，走兽、空中的飞鸟、各样爬在地上有生命的物，我将青草就是植物嘛哈，赐给他们做食物了。
In verse 30, and to every beast of the earth, to every bird in the air, everything that creeps on earth to which there is life, I've given every green herb for food.
所以那个时候，你看大家都很和平。
So you can see at the time everyone lived in peace.
人跟环境、人跟动物都很和谐，都没有这个害怕，会有失去生命这个顾虑、这个危险都没有。
Man and its environments and all the other different creatures, nobody is afraid and they get along.
那所以其实有些人他看到这样的神的描述呢，就说那我应该吃素。
And so some people, when they read this passage and they see God's description, they feel that they should be a vegetarian.
在那个时候，真的是他们是吃素的，没错。
And indeed, at the time, everyone is really a vegetarian.
但是我们现在已经不是那个时代了。
But the time that we're in now is not that generation.
因为洪水，挪亚的洪水之后，这个整个事情就改变了。
And because after the great flood from Noah, everything has changed.
到第九章的时候。
And until chapter 9,
我们看第九章。
And let's turn to chapter 9.
第九章第三节。
Chapter 9, verse 3.
那接下去呢？凡活着的动物都可以做你们的食物，这一切我都赐给你们，如同菜蔬一样了。
And every moving thing that lives shall be good food for you. I have given you all things, even as the green herbs.
第四节说，唯独肉带着血，那就是它的生命，你们不可以吃。
Verse 4, but you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is its blood.
那这个就是我们今天 我们啊，挪亚的后代，我们现在神赐给我们的食物一定要包括植物性的跟动物性的。
So the descendants of Noah will include meat and vegetation.
啊，所以今天有的人呢、哦，他一直强调说要吃素啊。那如果是啊、为了健康的缘故啊，有些身体上的考量，那没有话讲。就是 不吃动物性的食物了。
So some people emphasize that they want to be a vegetarian. If this is due to trying to keep yourself healthy, and this is fine.
但是有的是因为有一些其他宗教信仰的影响，认为说不可以吃动物性的食物。
But if you're influenced by other religious belief and not to eat any poultry,
那这个就值得疑问了，应该回到圣经来看神所给我们的命令是什么。
And this is very questionable, so you should return back to the Bible and see what the instructions from God.
所以其实神说菜蔬跟动物的肉、啊、是可以吃的了。
And but God have actually said that the vegetation and also the meat from the animals can be eaten.
那这改变就是因为环境改变了。
And the reason that this was changed because the environment has changed.
好，那等到神把人都造好之后，放进已经完成了第一章的第三十一节，就说、啊、神看这一切都非常好。
And so after everything was completed, from verse 31, then God saw everything that He had made was very good.、
啊、那这个就是现在、啊、最后的人放造好之后，这整个创造的工程大工程就完毕了。
So after the completion of creating a man, his grand plan of creation was over.
那这个就是罗马书第一章啊第二十节说的，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，借着所造之物让人无可推诿。
And so this is just like recorded in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, was stating that because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor they were thankful, but became futile.
第二十节
verse 20, actually. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His internal power.
所以这个神的创造其实是为了人。
And so God's creation actually was for men.
这个整个我们如果看到这个神这样的安排，最后把人放进来这个世界里。
If you can see the whole arrangement from God, and later on, man was placed into the picture.
所以我们今天人如果了解到这个神的安排，我们会很感谢的。
So as man, if you clearly understand this arrangement from God, you will be very thankful.
所以我们如果常常去外面看到神的创造，
So if we step outside and see the creation of God,
我们会很自然的发出赞叹。
And naturally, we will be awed.
我们会在神面前俯伏敬拜。
And we will be prostrate, fall in front of God.
所以我们今天对神的这种敬畏呢，除了从祷告，除了从读圣经之外，我们可以从神他所创造这一切很奇妙的环境里面去看到他。
So the piety that we can show God besides reading the Bible or praying to Him, where we can admire His creations from everything around us.
所以有时候我们走在路上的时候，你抬头望天。
Sometimes when we walk on the streets and if you look up to heaven,
注意看看路边的这些花草树木
and you pay closely attention to all the trees and vegetation.
那有时候你看看那个花
and you realize the flower,
你就会发现非常的奇妙
and you could see that it is indeed very miraculous.
每一个神的作为都是我们人很难去了解，很难去完全明白，怎么会这样子
？And every single action from God, it is very hard for man to comprehend why was it done this way.
因为生命就是神的很奇妙的这个权柄。
Because life is a miraculous authority that's from God.
只有神能够创造生命。
And only God can create life.
只要是有生命的东西，就非常的复杂。
And anything that has life is very complicated and complex.
这个就是神永远超越我们所能够了解的。
And so this is something that's beyond our understanding from God.
我们现在对神的全能，其实我们了解的非常有限。
So we have a very brief understanding of God's almightiness.
但是我们从他所创造之，我们就已经足够让我们 能够愿意听他的话，照他的旨意来做。
But from God's creation, we are willing to listen to Him and His words and commandments and follow suit.
好，接下去就第二章了。
And then it will be chapter two.
第二章，这是从另外一个不同的角度来述说同一个创造。
And this is from a different perspective describing the same creation.
第二章，其实第一节到第三节是第一章延续下来的。
And from verse 1 to verse 3 is actually a continuation from chapter 1.
如果以现在对经文的分析，这个段落这个第一章第二章的段落应该是把第二章第一节到第三节放在第一章里面。
And so from the current analysis that's done based on chapter 2, from verse 1 to 3 should be placed in chapter 1 instead.
因为接下去就是第一节天地万物都造齐了嘛。
And because then it describes that thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished.
然后第三节就是第七天神做什么。
And verse 3, then on the seventh day, what he has done.
好，所以当这一切都做完的时候，第七天神休息。
So after everything was completed, he rested on the seventh day.
对我们现在来说，我们就知道有一个周期嘛，七天的这个一个循环。那到第三节的时候才完整。
And to us, we know that there's a weekly cycle, so it was completed after the verse 3.
但是现在我们圣经这样分也没有关系，因为我们看到第二章里面有五件事情是最起初我们人一定要知道的。
And it's okay they divided this way, but in chapter 2, there are five main things that from the beginning that we should all know.
那这五件跟人有关系的，就是要让我们可以真的享受神的创造，而且一直活在神的恩典里面的必要的东西。
And these five things are greatly essential that for us to know and also to live in the grace of God.
第二章里面记载第一个安息。
And so chapter 2 records the first rest, day of rest.
这个安息是怎么来的？怎么会有这个安息日？
And so where did this day of rest comes from?
那第二件事情就是第一个人被造的时候。
And the second thing is the first man that was created.
那这个人其实第一章已经有描述，但是第二章他把他讲的，他的描述重点就是要他是如何跟其他的动物不一样。
And so also in chapter 2 was the description of the first creation of men, and so he's different from all the other animals.
这个人跟神是有关系的。
So this living being and this man is directly related to God.
除了他的形象跟动物，就是他是按照神的形象造的这个特征之外，神跟他所造的这个人是有关联的，有关系的。
And besides the distinct feature of him, was created based on God's image, but rather he's directly related to God himself.
所以这个提到第一个受造的人就是亚当。
So the first man became a living being, which was Adam.
那第三个起初就是神为人所创造的这个第一个乐园。伊甸乐园。
The third thing was the first paradise that was created for men.
那要一直住在这个伊甸园里面，神给了一条命令。
And in order to continue to live in this garden, God has one commandment.
这个最起初的命令很简单而已。
And this very original commandment was very simple.
这条命令不是说人要懂得，真的要吃的这个善恶果之后才会懂得分辨，才会有智慧，不是。
And so this is not just for men to understand that after eating this fruit, they can distinct right and wrong.
所以第四件事情就是有关于这个第一个命令这个问题。
And so the fourth thing is actually regarding the first commandment.
那第五件事情就是第一对婚姻第一个家庭。
And so the fifth thing will be the first marriage and first family.
神为人创造婚姻。
So God established the constitution of marriage for men.
神特别祝福这个婚姻。
And God specially blesses this marriage.
那有婚姻之后就组成家庭。
So once you have a marriage, then you shall form a family.
有家庭之后就开始繁衍后代。
And after you having a family, you have to produce offspring.
所以我们要了解婚姻的道理，一定要回到最初的创世纪里面第二章。
So in order to understand the truth pertaining to marriage, we have to return back to Genesis.
好，那么现在来看第一个安息日。
And now the first Sabbath.
第二章第一节，天地万物都造齐了。第二节，到第七日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。第三节。
Verse three.
神似乎给第七日定为圣日，因为在这日神歇了他一切创造的工，就安息了。你看，他一直都强调这个安息。
And so God continuously emphasizing the way that he rested after his creation.
然后神把它定为圣日，神定的。
And so God set this day apart and sanctified it.
那神说他第七天他歇了他的工，就是说他创造的工完成，他就不做了，休息。
So God after his work on the seventh day, he rested.
第七天他休息了。
He rested on the seventh
day.在神创造的起初，他就定下一个人需要休息这个规律。
So from the creation of God originally, he made it a fact that as man we have to rest.
这规律不是神自己要休息，而是要让人休息的。
And so this rule was not to allow man to just rest, but man needs to rest.
因为神不会累啊。
And because God would not be tired.
以赛亚书四十章。
In Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
读一下这一节。
And let's read this verse.
四十章二十八节。
Verse 28.
以赛亚书四十章二十八节。
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28.
你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神主啊，创造地基的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。啊，这是特别强调说神不会疲乏，不会困倦。
And so this is to emphasize that God would not be weary or faint.
他是创造地极的，创造万物的。
And he is the creator of the ends of the earth.
那他为什么特别要强调啊？圣经要强调他休息。
And why was it that the Bible describes that he rested?
我们如果对照马可福音第二章啊，主耶稣他说安息是为人设立的。
And if we refer to Mark chapter 2, Jesus have said that the Lord has created the Sabbath day for men to rest.
哦，所以安息日是为人设的，那现在神自己先做榜样。
And so Sabbath day was established for men, so God himself would use it as an example.
其实神他休息，他只是工作完成之后，其实工作完成和休息，其实神他一直都用他的权柄啊，托住万有，让这个世界可以一直不断的这样循环运作。
So God only rested after finishing His work, but He uses His power and strength to make this world constantly evolve and to continue.
他圣经特别说，神把这一天定作圣日啊。
And the Bible records that He made this seventh day to sanctify.
他赐福给这一天。
And he blessed the day.
这一天什么都没有做，他什么都没有做。
He has done nothing this day.
做了一件事。
There was only one thing that he has done.
就是祝福。
And he blessed this day.
就是第七天有福气。
And so on the seventh day there is a day of blessing.
这一天应该要跟其他的六天不一样。
And so this day will be different from all the other six days.
所以今天我们要得神的福气，其实很简单。
And so if you want to receive the blessing from God, it's actually very simple.
相信神他所讲的这句话。
And just believe what God has said here.
我就照神的规律，我这一天休息。
And according to the rules of engagement of God, then I will rest.
那这一天休息，我们生活所需用的会缺乏吗？
And so if you rest on this day, would you lack any daily essential needs from your life?
绝对不会。
Absolutely not.
你看第七天很特别的。
Because the seventh day is very a special day.
神没有说什么，没有像第六天前面六天神说什么什么什么，他第七天什么都没说。
And God has not said anything on the seventh day.
没有工作。
Unlike the other
six days. 因为他休息的。
And he did not work because he rested.
这一天他就特别给福气的。
So on this day he would give special blessings.
你看他这一天也没有说有晚上有早上。
And on this day it doesn't say that there was evening and there was morning.
其实我们有些弟兄姐妹在争论说，到底安息日是晚上开始还是早上开始？
And sometimes brothers and sisters will debate whether Sabbath starts from the evening or morning.
这真的是自找麻烦。
And you're self-seeking trouble.
就是吃饱营营了，没事做。其实安息这一天，神没有说有早上有晚上，没有。
And so on the holy Sabbath day, God did not emphasize whether there's morning or evening.
神只说我赐福给这一天。
And God only blessed it this day.
他就把这一天分别为圣。
And he sanctified it, and separated it as holy.
这就是神的旨意而已啊，就是要人照他的规矩来过日子，来得到他的祝福。
So this was God's original will, and he wanted man to live out this way according to his commandments.
今天不管我们是把星期五晚上把它当作安息日，或者我们认为安息日从礼拜，我们现在的星期六的凌晨开始都没有关系。
And no matter if he treated us, the Sabbath day starts from Friday night or even the early mornings of Saturday.
因为其实这一天神没有说有晚上有早上。
Because actually on this day, God did not emphasize whether there's evening or day or morning.
神只是祝福给这一天。
But God only blessed this day.
这一天要一定要跟其他天不一样。
So this day has to be different from all the other days.
我们休息就得福气了。
And once we rested, we will receive blessings.
那我们为了要休息得福气，我们不需要说我在第这个工作这六天里面特别去做了什么东西来准备，我第七天休息的时候才有东西可以吃，才够，不会缺乏。
And the fact that you're receiving blessing on this day does not necessarily mean that you have to make heavy preparations from all the other 6 days in order for you to have food to eat on the seventh day.
讲到安息日呢，我们一定要来看一下出埃及记第十六章。
And talking about Sabbath day, we have to go to Exodus chapter 6.
十六章。
Chapter 16.
出埃及记十六章。
Exodus 16.
这是以色列百姓在旷野的时候。
And so this was the Israelites in the wilderness.
他们来到了逊的旷野。
And so they came to this wilderness.
在那里，他们没有东西吃的。
And at this location of a wilderness of sin, they don't have anything to eat.
他们就跟摩西、亚伦发怨言了。
And so they started to grumble against Moses and Aaron.
那时候，神就跟摩西说，第四节。
And then God said to Moses on verse 4.
我要将粮食从天降给你们，百姓可以出去，每天收每天的份，我好试验他们遵不遵我的法度。
And behold, I will rain bread from heaven to you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not.
第五节
Verse 5.
到第六天，他们要把所收进来的预备好了，就比每天所收的多一倍。
And it shall be on the sixth day that they shall prepare what they bring in. It shall be twice as much as they gather daily.
这里是神准备要降玛拿给百姓有食物可以吃的命令。
And so this was the commandment of God preparing to send manna down to the people.
神说粮食从天上来。
And God have said that the food will rain from heaven.
每一天收每天的份。
And you shall collect your daily quota.
这个每一天去做他当天该做的事情，就是要来试验人对神的信心。就是愿不愿意听他的话。
And so gather a certain quota is to test whether they can listen to God's commandment or not.
到第六天呢，他们出去收进来一样，每天该收的份收进来之后，预备好了就会变两份了。
And so on the sixth day, they shall just gather and prepare what they bring in. It shall be twice as much.
也就是说，其实人不需要在第六天的时候特别去发两份的精神，那或者是劳力去准备去得到明天可以吃的。
So in other words, man does not have to work specially hard on the seventh day to collect a double portion.
有人认为说第六天需要收两份。
And so some people think that on the sixth day they have to collect double ration.
其实如果他第六天需要收两份，那么那安息日他所得到的就不是神的祝福。
And so if you collect double portions and on the Sabbath day, then you may not necessarily receive the blessing that you're granted.
因为你是第六天先去做两份，付出两倍的劳力，然后去预备第七天你不出去的时候你可以吃的。
And because on the sixth day you will exercise double the effort in order for you to receive double the ration.
但其实他们那时候捡玛瑙，他们不知道哪一天安息日啊。
But when they collecting manna, they would not know when was Sabbath day.
他们只是每一天都去捡每天的份。
So they would just collect it what they need every day.
哎，这些人那么奇妙，他们第六天，第一天、第二天，这样反正每天都是说，等到第六天收进来的时候，哎，他一量就变两份了。
And so they would collect every day, and then on the sixth day, whatever they bring in, and once they measure it, it would be twice as much.
那他知道说，哦，明天不用，因为这多出来一份，放到隔天不会坏。
And so they know that this extra double amount was meant to use on the Sabbath day because it would not go bad.
那这个就是神的祝福。
So this was God's blessings.
所以神已经把福气给了我们。
So God has given us blessings.
每天做每天该做的事情就对
了。And every day we should just do what we're supposed to do.
第十六章的第二十二节。
And chapter 16, verse 22.
好，到第六天，他们收了两倍、双倍的食物，每人两俄美尔。会众的官长就来告诉摩西。
And so it was on the sixth day that they gathered twice as much bread, two omers and for each one, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses.
其实这里是他们每一天收每天的份，他们收进来。回到家里变两份了。
And so actually they're only collecting their daily portions, but after going home, this becomes twice as much.
所以这个是他们已经回到家变两份的结果，去告诉摩西，哎，怎么今天有两份？
And so this was the result after receiving double portion, then they would report it back to Moses.
然后摩西就跟他们说，那这个就留着，明天就是安息日了，你们不用出去收了，不去捡。
And so Moses said to them, "This is for tomorrow. Then tomorrow you don't. It's for Sabbath day. You don't have to go out and collect."
那这一天呢，就要分别出来了，不用去再为生活劳去担心了。
And so this day will be sanctified, and you will not worry about what you need to do for work.
这个就是今天神给的祝福了。
And so this was the blessing granted by God.
有信心的人就得到。
And so anyone that has faith will receive it.
所以今天我们为什么看重安息日
？And so today, why do we see Sabbath day as important.
因为我们想要得到，我们很单纯的想要得到神的福气。
And because simply we just wanted to receive blessings from God.
我们要照神所设定给的规律来生活。
And so we have to live our lives based on the rules that was established by God.
所以我们在守安息日的时候。
And so when we observe the Holy Sabbath day.
你看它的意义在哪里？
And do you see? Can you see the meaning from all of this?
我们在纪念神，他创造万物。
And so this is the remembrance of God's creation of heaven and earth.
今天我们这个环境，如果没有神给我们，我们没有那么享受了。
So if God did not give us this environment today, we cannot be we cannot enjoy.
所以出埃及记二十章这个诫命，神特别把它放进去了。
So Exodus chapter 20, this commandment God has placed inside.
所以第四诫要守安息日。
And so this fourth commandment.You remember the Sabbath day.
那到生命记第五章，其实就把它进一步的让选民了解，在这一天要感谢神的救赎。
And so in Deuteronomy chapter 5, then this is for the chosen people to know that on this day they have to be thankful of God's deliverance.
因为从这个劳碌的这个生活环境当中被救出来了。
And from the life of labor and toil, they were delivered out.
现在可以休息。
Now they can rest.
然后这个安息就成为神这些选民是属神的证据。
So this Sabbath day will, the chosen people are the evidence of God's redemption.
我们怎么跟人家跟世人表明说我们是信神的，我们是神的子民呢？安息日。
So how can we show to the people that we are the chosen people of God is to observe the Sabbath day.
那这个就是得福的途径。
So this is the meaning, and the ways of receiving blessings.
是我们可以。我们当守的，那其实神是要给我们祝福，我们愿意的就得到。
And so this is actually a blessing that was granted by God to us, and one if you're willing to observe it, then you shall receive.
最后我们在读希伯来书的时候提到，我们借着安息日仰望永远的安息，天上永远的安息。
And so when we're reading the book of Hebrew, we also learn that when we observe the Sabbath day, we are looking up to eternal rest in heaven.
好，所以这个是第一个。安息日
so this is the first, the definition of the first Sabbath.
我们休息一下
and let's take a break.
低头默祷
and let's pray in silence.